Ragini here, and welcome to part 4 of Module 8, Coming Alive and Staying Alive 24/7. This is such a beautiful quote that I decided to include it, because aliveness is such a powerful element of feeling happy and feeling at peace. So this is such a beautiful quote because I think we can all relate to the rhythm of life and acknowledge that rhythm spontaneously emerges in us in the presence of joy, in the presence of wonder. And it's a very lovely thing to remember because what we want to do here is be more alive. That's the purpose of the entire training, to be more alive, to be more happy, to be more filled with wonder and awe in this mysterious and magical journey that we're all on. So this little video is on aliveness, okay? And aliveness measures how much you are living your purpose, which we were just talking about in the last video. Usually, when people risk living their purpose, they feel most alive and they feel like they're truly someone. And I think that's because you're being really who you are easily and happily. And that's a fascinating thing. And aliveness is just the best thing in the world. Most people want it more and more. But to allow aliveness requires courage to risk those sticky little transitions of change, moving from one sense of who you are to an expanded sense of who you are, owning your purpose, taking the risks that are there for you to live that purpose. These transitions of change include you having the courage to accept all of who you are and your relationship to each aspect of who you are. So we talked about right relationship in the last video, and here it's relating to how do you relate to each aspect of who you are. Do you want to get rid of it? Do you want to embrace it? Do you want to change it? Do you want to make it into something it isn't, which is frequently what we want to do. Aliveness comes when you can embrace all of who you are and embrace every aspect of who you are. This takes courage, and it takes transitioning. You can distinguish, but not in any way divide, identity and change. The story of existence is a journey. If we are not journeying, we in essence have ceased to exist. The journey is all there is. The only question is the degree to which we are risking it. Interesting thing to contemplate. Are you living the edge that you keep meeting in your life? Are you willing to take the risk to explore that edge, that cliff, that place you're frightened to go? Everybody has them, but this is the human story. It's the hero's journey, which many people have spoken of many times, and it happens for every single person. So the journey has early stages to it, and some of this information is from Dr. Charles Johnston, who I studied with at the Institute of Creative Development here in Seattle. And he has a wonderful book out called Necessary Wisdom, which will be in your suggested reading list at the end of this module. He's an amazing guy, very brilliant psychiatrist man, but he has identified that the journey has some early stages, and one of the early stages is to identify and define your goals. Then you visualize your goals and you specify exactly what they are and how you're going to get there, and success is defined as the achievement of those goals. Easy. Once you get that down, then you move on to a later stage of the journey. The later stages of the human journey ask for a leap of faith, because the concrete goals that you established in the early stages must be released to greater complexity and uncertainty. This is the nature of things. And the later stages, in order to do that, ask for a great leap of faith. The later stages ask for a larger share of personal responsibility for what is happening in your life. So the question being asked is, are you willing to say yes to that responsibility? And the later stages of the journey demand far greater amounts of aliveness than you will feel capable of having or allowing. Right? This is just part of the journey. The demands become greater as the journey goes on to feel alive. All right, to take the risk, to live the purpose. So what can you do? You want to challenge your limits. in order to meet these later challenges? How much reality, how much of what your purpose is about, of what it's yours to do, can you embrace before it becomes too much? Right? It's good to know. How would you rate your capacity for this kind of aliveness, for seeing a challenge, seeing you're afraid of it, and going and taking it anyway? Challenging your limits means that when you meet a situation that wants more aliveness from you than you feel you can manage, do you become confused? Do you become rigid and say, ooh? Do you back out of the situation? Do you improvise your way to another point so that you bypass that particular arena of risk that you don't want to take? Do you become intellectual or analytical? Do you scatter your attention away from what is being asked of you? Do you space out? Do you become very emotional, right? Usually fear is the one that comes up with the emotion. Just take a look. Just explore, inquire as to what goes on for you when you're looking at, do I have a purpose? What is it? And if I found it, would I be able to actually take the risks that would come with living it? So your two goals here are to help yourself and others find and connect with what makes you feel truly alive. That's what aliveness is about, finding what makes you feel truly alive and then finding the courage to risk living from this profound depths of your passion. That is your destiny that is wanting to happen and struggling to emerge. This is the human destiny for each person, and it's within you wanting to happen and struggling to emerge. And to bring this back to polarities, obviously, understanding the dual nature of our world will help you navigate these struggles with much greater ease and help you move much more quickly towards finding that purpose and that connection with what makes you feel truly alive and being free to take the risks to live it fully. Okay, my friends, that's it for aliveness in this video. So I'll see you in the next one where we're going to cover how to deal with the risk, I think is the next one. See you there. Much love.